Good evening, this is Bill Satterlee, along with Kent Lindquist, my co-host. We'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. So we ask that you sit back and relax and enjoy the show. I'm going to start the show out with a big band sound. I'm not going to name all of the people in it, but Thad Jones, Clark Terry, among others on trumpet, Mel Bellison on trombone, Phil Woods alto, Bunny Bank on baritone, and Grady Tate on drums and George Duvier on bass, featuring Shirley Scott on the organ from a CD entitled Roll 'em, Shirley Scott. This tune was arranged by Oliver Nelson, and the name of the tune is For Dancers Only. Shirley Scott from a CD, Roll 'em, that plays the big bands, and as I mentioned, Thad Jones and Clark Terry backed up the trumpet section.
Tonight, Bill, I'm going to feature groups led up by drummer Chico Hamilton. I think maybe some of our listeners out there remember that Chico was the original drummer in the Jerry Mulligan Quartet with Chet Baker and Carson Smith. Chet Baker on trumpet and Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, and then Chico went on to lead his own groups, and he He was a great player with brushwork. He didn't play with the sticks too much, and he led some very interesting groups. And I'm going to lead off with something done by an album on a Pacific Jazz label called the Chico Hamilton Quintet, featuring Buddy Collette. Buddy Collette was a multi-instrumental musician that played tenor sax, alto sax, clarinet, and flute. So you'll hear him on the various instruments during the course of the show. Interesting addition to the band was Fred Katz, who was a classical cellist who dipped his fingers and thumbs into the jazz scene. And it was Jim Hall on guitar, Carson Smith on bass. So let's listen to the Chico Hamilton Quintet featuring Buddy Collette do A Nice Day. That was the Chico Hamilton Quintet featuring Buddy Collette doing a Buddy Collette composition, A Nice Day, and you heard Buddy there on both clarinet and flute.
I'm going to have another big band sound from a CD entitled Mel Torme, The American Songbook. This was recorded live at Michael's Pub in New York City, and it features a host of musicians, and I'm not going to go into them, but the vocals are by Mel Torme, and it's going to be a medley of two songs, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and I Let a Song Get Out of My Heart, Go Out of My Heart.
Miss the Saturday dance, I heard they crowded the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought that I would visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh,
days I've been invited on days. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around. Ross Konnikoff on trumpet, ladies and gentlemen. Ross Konnikoff. I let a song go out of my mouth. It was the sweetest melody. I know I lost heaven, 'cause you are the song. Since you and I have drifted apart, life doesn't seem the same to me. Please come back, sweet. I know I was wrong. Baby, I guess that my heart's in deep freeze. You got the key. Nevertheless, why stir up memories? I've been invited on days. Might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around much anymore. Don't get around anymore. No!
Mel Torme, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart.
Going to continue with our salute to Chico Hamilton's little groups that he formed on the West Coast from about 55 to 59. And this is from an album called Chico Hamilton Quintet in Hi-Fi. And on this particular album has the same instruments. We've got Fred Katz on cello, Jim Hall on guitar, Carson Smithy on bass, Buddy Collette playing all the reeds along with the flute. And this is a little swinger composition by Buddy Collette called The Ghost.
Thank you.
Chico Hamilton Quintet in Hi-Fi, that was the name of the album, on a Pacific Jazz label cut back in January of 58. He had some nice clarinet work there by Buddy Collette, and a cello solo by Fred Katz.
Blue Note came out with a CD, Blue Porter, featuring songs of Cole Porter. And the tune I'm going to play is Love for Sale, featuring Cannonball Adderley on alto, Miles Davis trumpet, Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey drums. Love for Sale. Thank you. was an early Miles Davis and Cannonball Adderley. It was recorded in Hackensack, New Jersey. Love for Sale.
I'm going to continue my show, my portion of the show, featuring groups led up by drummer Chico Hamilton. They were all pianoist groups. And before he put together his quintet back in 54, he had a Pacific Jazz album come out called the Chico Hamilton Trio. It was just Chico on drums, George DeVivier on bass, and one of the busiest guitar players on the scene at that time, Howard Roberts. This is just a trio doing We'll Be Together Again. We'll Be Together Again, done by the Chico Hamilton Trio, comprised of course Chico on drums, George DeVivier on bass, and Howard Roberts on guitar.
I'm going to follow that up with the guitar town of Grant Green with a quartet from the same Blue Note album, Blue Porter. The name of the tune is At Long Last Love, featuring Grant Green on guitar, Hank Mobley on tenor, Larry Young on organ, and Elvin Jones drums. Thank you.
Thank you.
was the quartet sound of Hank Mobley, Larry Young, Grant Green, and Elvin Jones doing At Long Last Love.
Now, Chico Hamilton, drummer Chico Hamilton, put together another group comprised of Paul Horn playing tenor, clarinet, alto, and flute, John Pisano on guitar in there instead of Jim Hall. He brought back Fred Katz on cello again, Carson Smith on bass again, and this was an album called The Chico Hamilton Quintet, cut on a Pacific Jazz label in October 1956. They do that old jazz standard that everybody did. It was written by Benny Goodman called Soft Winds. Thank you. Chico Hamilton Quintet from a Pacific Jazz album cut in October 1956, doing Benny Goodman's old jazz standard, The Soft Winds, and some fine guitar work there by John Pisano.
I'm going to play something by Victor Feldman, and I think as many of you know, he was born in London but came to the States in the mid-30s and migrated west and stayed active in the West Coast jazz scene. He then returned to England, and I'm not sure exactly when that was, but he cut a CD over there. It was entitled Victor Feldman, His Own Sweet Way, and it was recorded at Ronnie's Club. So let's listen to him do a tune, which is his own composition, Two Blue.
Thank you.
That was Victor Feldman live from Ronnie's Club in London, and it was recorded in 1965. It was his own composition entitled Two Blue.
Next up is another track by the Chico Hamilton Quintet. This is from a Pacific Jazz album cut in January '58. Chico Hamilton Quintet and Hi-Fi. This is the same personnel that was on his original album back in '55, where we've got Buddy Collette on reeds and flute, Fred Katz on cello, Jim Hall on guitar, Carson Smith on bass, another pianoist quintet. This is a swinging little version of Taking a Chance on Love.
Thank you.